We have just touched down in Phuket, or Phuket, however you want to pronounce it. And we're about to get our baggage. We're standing at the baggage claim. Hopefully our bags will transfer. We have to fly to Singapore, and then from Singapore to Phuket, or Phuket. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
Phuket.
Phuket. All right, see that. We're here. We're very excited to be here. We've got to get a taxi in a second to Phuket town. And then we're going to check into a hotel for one night before we then, I guess...
Hostel, isn't it?
Huh?
It's a hostel.
Well, hostel. It's a cheap room for the night, basically. Again, we'll go and check out some food. Hopefully we get some good food tonight. Very excited about Thai food. Very excited to be in Thailand.
Yeah.
It's going to be an adventure. We'll see what happens. We've just got to Phuket, and we checked into a hotel, came out for a little explore, and we wandered or stumbled upon a night street market, and
amazing.
Everything is so cheap, and the food is unbelievably tasty. We're currently eating a crispy papaya salad that's super zingy, loads of fresh lime, loads of chili, loads of like dry prawns, and crispy papaya, which has been just deep fried. It's delicious.
Amazing.
Oh, and there's so much other food, and it's so cheap. We're gonna just walk away
so
and eat our way around it.
Mm.
Thailand, amazing. We have arrived in Krabi. We enjoyed the rest of the night market last night. We had a drink and just kind of wandered around, had some food. It's an amazing way to kind of start our trip in Thailand. We're now in Krabi. We got on the shuttle bus this morning. Sorry, around lunchtime. Long, and the driver stopped every 5 minutes to pick up something, like some beans, or to deliver a parcel, or to say hello to his friend. Or it was the longest bus journey ever. Shouldn't have taken more than an hour and a half, basically, but because of the stops, it took about 3 hours. And then we just got kind of coerced into one of those tourist situations where they drop you at a taxi office and try and force you to pay over the odds for a taxi. We only had to go literally 5 minutes around the corner, but the guy wanted about 200 baht off us, which isn't a huge amount of money, but just I was feeling particularly stubborn after how he dropped us there, so I refused. And now we're halfway through a 20-minute walk around the corner, but it's baking hot, and we're carrying all our stuff, so we had a little stop on the roadside, and we got the best iced coffee we've had for a long time. So it's paid off pretty well for us. So hopefully Krabi is as interesting as Phuket town was last night. We came to the market for dinner and we can't hear ourselves think. And we've had the most delicious papaya salad, and our lips are on fire. Thailand, what are you doing to us? Oh my God. Hello from our last night in Krabi.
Sawadee krap.
That's hello in Thai, for anyone who doesn't understand. We had a pretty good day today. It's our last night in Krabi. Tomorrow we leave to head to Ao Nang for 2 nights. We've had a pretty good time here, although the hotel is basically on a main road, which means that there's a lot of noise after dark.
It's a bit odd.
It's a bit of an odd one.
An odd location. The room's pretty big.
Room's huge. But we could genuinely be anywhere in the world, couldn't we? It's just on a main road, just...
Yeah,
traffic going past
without a bike.
Yeah, but today's been good. We started off early, went up to the Tiger Cave Temple just outside of town. 1,200
60 steps, 1,237 steps.
1,237.
Yeah, which Ellie managed. Ellie got to the top. I got to 400, no, three. Got to 377, and then I started, I said, no, I'm not going to go any further. I get really bad vertigo, and I just started getting, like, sketched out. So I sat down, chilled out, and spoke to loads of people who were on the ascent and on the way back down. Had a nice time just chilling, waiting for Ellie. She came back down after conquering the feat.
Yeah, conquered it.
And you had a nice time, didn't you? What did you see at the top?
A big Buddha.
Big golden really Buddha.
Great big gold Buddha. It was beautiful. Good views.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
And came back all sweaty.
Saw some monkeys.
And then after that, we got on the bike and headed to Ao Nang, which is where we're heading tomorrow to stay. We went to the beach. Had a little swim. It was nice to be back in the water. Booked a boat trip to Hong Island, which apparently is a beautiful island, less touristy than Phi Phi Islands. And we're going to go there on, not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. And yeah, hung out in Ao Nang, came back to Krabi for dinner at the market. Had the, as the voice sort of clip before demonstrated, the most spicy papaya salad.
Yeah, my chili
God,
in your eye.
I got chili in my eye. My eyes were completely bloodshot. It was terrible.
We couldn't even speak because our lips were pulsating.
Pulsating with spice.
Oh, it's so hot.
So we had to cool it down with an ice cream shortly afterwards. And then we went to a temple in the centre of Krabi afterwards and saw Buddha there and a load of stray dogs and cats that we made friends with. But yeah, all in all, Krabi has been good. I think it's more of a hub, isn't it, rather than a destination. Krabi town especially is like a sort of hub where travellers come and then they go to other places like the Phi Phi Islands or
it's
like
quite a local vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, which we like.
Lots of night markets.
We like the local vibe.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, Krabi.
Don't need to spend any more time here though.
No, two nights is enough. Peace out. We love you. We'll see you later.